And now Chapter 3 of the Madhya Leela, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavan, but apparently by mistake, he wandered in the Radha Desh. Later he arrived at Shantipur and enjoyed himself there with his devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Srivas. At the end of his 24th year, in the month of Magha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order during the waxing period of the moon. After accepting the sannyas order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, started for Vrindavan. However, he mistakenly wandered about in a trance continuously for 3 days in the tract of land known as Radha Desh, or that part of Bengal on the western side of the Ganges River. Passing through the tract of land known as Radha Desh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the following verse in ecstasy. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the purport of this verse on account of the determination of the mendicant devotee to engage in the service of Lord Mukunda. He gave his special approval of this verse, indicating that it was very good. The real purpose of accepting sannyas is to dedicate oneself to the service of Mukunda. By serving Mukunda, one can actually be liberated from the bondage of material existence. After accepting the sannyas order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage himself wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the ecstatic symptoms became manifest, and he did not know in which direction he was going, nor did he know whether it was day or night. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar, and Prabhu Mukunda followed him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Radha Desh, whoever saw him in ecstasy exclaimed, Hari! Hari! As they chanted this with the Lord, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. All the cowherd boys who saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing joined with him and began to shout loudly, Hari! Hari! When he heard all the cowherd boys also chanting Hari! Hari! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He approached them, put his hand on their heads and said, Go on chanting like that! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus blessed them all after saying that they were all fortunate. In this way he praised them, and he felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. calling all the boys in confidence and telling a reasonable story, Nityananda Prabhu instructed them as follows. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks you about the path to Vrindavan, please show him the path on the bank of the Ganges instead. When the cowherd boys were questioned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the path to Vrindavan, the boys showed him the path on the bank of the Ganges, and the Lord went that way in ecstasy. As the Lord proceeded along the bank of the Ganges, Sri Nityananda Prabhu requested Acharya Ratna, or Chandrasekhar Acharya, to go immediately to the house of Advaita Acharya. Sri Nityananda Goswami told him, I shall take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the bank of the Ganges at Shantipur, and Advaita Acharya should carefully stay there on the shore with a boat. After that, Nityananda Prabhu continued, I shall go to Advaita Acharya's house, and you should go to Navadvip and return with Mother Sachi and all the other devotees. After sending Acharya Ratna to the house of Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu went before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave notice of his coming. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, and he asked where Nityananda Prabhu was going. Nityananda replied that he was going with him toward Vrindavan. When the Lord asked Nityananda Prabhu how far it was to Vrindavan, Nityananda replied, Just see, here is the river Yamuna. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu near the Ganges, and the Lord, in his ecstasy, accepted the river Ganges as the river Yamuna. The Lord said, Oh, what good fortune! Now I have seen the river Yamuna. Thus thinking the Ganges to be the river Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer prayers to it. O river Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things in the world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. After reciting this mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and took his bath in the Ganges. At that time, he had on only one piece of underwear, for there was no second garment. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing there without a second garment, Sri Advaita Acharya arrived on a boat, bringing with him new underwear and external garments. When Advaita Acharya arrived, he stood before the Lord and offered his obeisances. After seeing him, the Lord began to wonder about the entire situation. Still in his ecstasy, the Lord began asking Advaita Acharya, Why did you come here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya disclosed the whole situation, telling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganges.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Nityananda has cheated me. He has brought me to the bank of the Ganges and told me that it was the Yamuna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda of cheating him, Srila Advaita Acharya said,
Whatever Nityananda Prabhu told you is not false. You have indeed just now taken your bath in the river Yamuna.
Advaita Acharya then explained that at that spot, both the Ganges and the Yamuna flow together. On the western side was the Yamuna, and on the eastern side was the Ganges. Advaita Acharya then suggested that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken his bath in the river Yamuna and his underwear was now wet, the Lord should change his underwear for dry garments. Advaita Acharya said,
You have been fasting continuously for 3 days in your ecstasy of love for Krishna. I therefore invite you to my home where you may kindly take your alms. Come with me to my residence. At My home, I have just cooked one palmful of rice. That's all. Just one palmful. The vegetables are always very simple. There is no luxurious cooking. Simply a little liquid vegetable and spinach.
Saying this, Sri Advaita Acharya took the Lord into the boat and brought the Lord to his residence. There, Advaita Acharya washed the feet of the Lord and was consequently very happy within. All the edibles were first cooked by the wife of Advaita Acharya. Then Srila Advaita Acharya personally offered everything to Lord Vishnu. All the prepared foods were divided into three equal parts. One part was arranged on a metal plate for offering to Lord Krishna. Of the three divisions, one was arranged on a metal plate, and the other two were arranged on plantain leaves. These leaves were not bifurcated, and they were taken from a banana tree that held at least 32 bunches of bananas. The two plates were filled very nicely with the kinds of food described below. The cooked rice was a stack of very fine grains, nicely cooked, and in the middle was yellow butter, clarified from the milk of cows. Surrounding the stack of rice were pots made of the skins of banana trees, and in these pots were varieties of vegetables and mung dal. Among the cooked vegetables were patalas, squash, manakachu, and a salad made with pieces of ginger and various types of spinach. There was sukta, bitter melon mixed with all kinds of vegetables, defying the taste of nectar. There were five types of bitter and pungent suktas. Amongst the various vegetables were newly grown leaves of nimba trees fried with eggplant. The fruit known as patola was fried with pulabadi, a kind of dal preparation first mashed and then dried in the sun. There was also a preparation known as kuzmanda manachaki. The preparation made with coconut pulp mixed with curd and rock candy was very sweet. There was a curry made of banana flowers and squash boiled in milk, all in great quantity. There were small cakes in sweet and sour sauce, and five or six kinds of sour preparations. All the vegetables were so made that everyone present could take prasad. There were soft cakes made with mung dal, soft cakes made with ripe bananas, and soft cakes made with urad dal. There were various kinds of sweetmeats and condensed milk mixed with rice cakes, a coconut preparation, and every kind of cake desirable. All the vegetables were served in pots made of banana leaves, taken from trees producing at least 32 bunches of bananas. These pots were very strong and big and did not tilt or totter. All around the three eating places were 100 pots filled with various kinds of vegetables. Along with the various vegetables was sweet rice mixed with ghee. This was kept in new earthen pots. Earthen pots filled with highly condensed milk were placed in three places. Besides the other preparations, there were chipped rice made with milk and mixed with bananas, and white squash boiled in milk. Indeed, it is not possible to describe all the preparations that were made. In two places, there were earthen pots filled with another preparation made with yogurt, sandesh, which is a sweetmeat made with curd, and banana. I am unable to describe it all. Upon the stack of boiled rice and all the vegetables were flowers of the tulsi tree. There were also pots filled with scented rose water. There were three sitting places where soft cloths were placed. Thus Lord Krishna was offered all the foodstuffs, and the Lord took it very pleasantly. It is the system, after offering food, to perform Bhog Arti. Advaita Prabhu asked the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to come see the Arti. The two lords and all others present went to see the Arti ceremony. After Arti was performed for the deities in the temple, Lord Krishna was made to lie down to rest. Advaita Acharya then came out to submit something to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu said, "My dear lords, kindly enter this room." The two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then came forward to take the prasad. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to accept the prasad, they both called Mukunda and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukunda and Haridas, both with folded hands, spoke as follows. When Mukunda was called for, he submitted, "My dear sir, I have something to do that is not yet finished. Later I shall accept the prasad, so you two Prabhus should now please enter the room." Haridas Thakur said, "I am the most sinful and lowest among men. Later I shall eat one palmful of prasad while waiting outside." Advaita Acharya took Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the room, and the two lords saw the arrangement of the prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially very much pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of all the methods employed in cooking and offering food to Krishna. Indeed, he was so pleased that he said, "Frankly, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such nice food and place those lotus feet on my head birth after birth." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room, he saw three divisions of food, and he knew that all of these were meant for Krishna. However, he did not understand the intentions of Advaita Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Let us sit down in these three places, and we shall take prasad." However, Advaita Acharya said,
"I shall distribute the prasad."
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that all three servings were meant for distribution. Therefore, he asked for another two banana leaves, saying, "Let us have a very little quantity of vegetable and rice." Advaita Acharya said,
"Just sit down here on these seats."
Catching their hands, he sat them both down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "It is not proper for a sannyasi to eat such a variety of foodstuff. If he does, how can he control his senses?" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept the food that had already been served, Advaita Acharya said,
"Please give up your concealment. I know what you are, and I know the confidential meaning of your accepting the sannyas order."
Advaita Acharya thus requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat and give up juggling words. The Lord replied, "I certainly cannot eat so much food." Advaita Acharya then requested the Lord to simply accept the prasad without pretense. If he could not eat it all, the balance could be left on the plate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will not be able to eat so much food, and it is not the duty of a sannyasi to leave remnants." In this connection, Advaita Acharya referred to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating at Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical. Advaita Acharya pointed out that at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate 54 times, and each time he ate many hundreds of pots of food. Sri Advaita Acharya said,
"The amount of food that three people can eat does not constitute even a morsel for you. In proportion to that, these edibles are not even five morsels of food for you. By my good fortune, you have just come to my home. Please do not juggle words. Just begin eating and do not talk."
Upon saying this, Advaita Acharya supplied water to the two lords so that they could wash their hands. The two lords then sat down and, smiling, began to eat the prasad. Nityananda Prabhu said, "I have undergone fasting for 3 days continuously. Today I hope to break my fast." Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that the quantity of food was enormous, Nityananda Prabhu, on the contrary, thought it not even a morsel. He had been fasting for 3 days and had greatly hoped to break fast on that day. Indeed, he said, "Although I am invited to eat by Advaitacharya, today also is a fast. So small a quantity of foodstuffs will not even fill half of my belly." Advaitacharya replied,
"Sir, you are a mendicant traveling on pilgrimages. Sometimes you eat fruits and roots, and sometimes you simply go on fasting. I am a poor Brahmin, and you have come to my home. Please be satisfied with whatever little foodstuffs you have received, and give up your greedy mentality."
Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, "Whatever I may be, you have invited me. Therefore you must supply as much as I want to eat." His Divine Grace, Advaita Acharya, after hearing the statement of Nityananda Prabhu, took the opportunity presented by the joking words and spoke to him as follows. He said,
"You are a reject Paramahansa, and you have accepted the renounced order of life just to fill up your belly. I can understand that your business is to give trouble to Brahmins. You can eat 40 to 80 kilos of rice. I am a poor Brahmin. How shall I get so much rice? Whatever you have, though it be a palmful of rice, please eat it and get up. Don't show your madness and strew the remnants of food here and there."
In this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate and talked with Advaita Acharya jokingly. After eating half of each vegetable preparation given to him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abandoned it and went on to the next. As soon as half of the vegetable in the pot was finished, Advaita Acharya filled it up again. In this way, as the Lord finished half of a preparation, Advaitacharya again and again filled it up. After filling a pot with vegetables, Advaitacharya requested them to eat more, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How much more can I go on eating?" Advaitacharya said,
"Please do not give up whatever I have already given you. Now, whatever I am giving, you may eat half and leave half."
In this way, by submitting various humble requests, Advaitacharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda eat. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of Advaitacharya. Again, Nityananda Prabhu jokingly said, "My belly is not yet filled up. Please take away your foodstuff. I have not taken the least of it." After saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took a handful of rice and threw it on the floor in front of him as if he were angry. When two or four pieces of the thrown rice touched his body, Advaita Acharya began to dance in various ways with the rice still stuck to his body. When the rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu touched his body, Advaitacharya thought himself purified by the touch of remnants thrown by Paramahansa Nityananda. Therefore he began dancing. Advaitacharya jokingly said,
"My dear Nityananda, I invited you, and indeed I have received the results. You have no fixed caste or dynasty. By nature you are a madman. To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You did not even fear the fact that I am a Brahmin."
Nityananda Prabhu replied, "These are the remnants of food left by Lord Krishna. If you take them to be ordinary remnants, you have committed an offense. But if you invite at least 100 sannyasis to your home and feed them sumptuously, your offense will be nullified." Advaita Acharya replied,
"I shall never again invite another sannyasi, for it is a sannyasi who has spoiled all my Brahminical smriti regulations."
After this, Advaita Acharya made the lords wash their hands and mouths. He then took them to a nice bed and made them lie down to take rest. Sri Advaitacharya fed the two lords cloves and cardamom mixed with tulsi flowers. Thus there was a good flavor within their mouths. Sri Advaitacharya then smeared the bodies of the lords with sandalwood pulp and then placed very fragrant flower garlands on their chests. When the lord lay down on the bed, Advaitacharya wanted to massage his legs, but the lord was very hesitant and spoke as follows to Advaitacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Advaitacharya, you have made me dance in various ways. Now give up this practice. Go with Mukunda and Haridas and accept your lunch." Thereupon Advaitacharya took prasad with Mukunda and Haridas, and they all wholeheartedly ate as much as they desired. When the people of Shantipur heard that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, they all immediately came to see his lotus feet. Being very pleased, all the people loudly began to shout the holy name of the Lord, "Hari, Hari!" Indeed, they became struck with wonder upon seeing the beauty of the Lord. They saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very fair complexioned body and its bright luster, which conquered the brilliance of the sun. Over and above this was the beauty of the saffron garments that glittered upon his body. People came and went with great pleasure. There was no calculating how many people assembled there before the day was over. As soon as it was evening, Advaitacharya began the congregational chanting. He even began to dance himself, and the Lord saw the performance. When Advaitacharya began to dance, Nityananda Prabhu began dancing behind him. Haridas Thakur, being very pleased, also began dancing behind him. Advaitacharya said,
"My dear friends, what shall I say? Today I have received the highest transcendental pleasure. After many, many days, Lord Krishna is in my house."
Advaitacharya led the Sankirtan party, and with great pleasure he sang this verse. There was a manifestation of ecstatic perspiration, shivering, raised hairs, tears in the eyes, and sometimes thundering and bellowing. While dancing, Advaitacharya would sometimes turn around and around and catch the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then began to speak to him as follows,
"Many days you have escaped me by bluffing. Now I have you in my home, and I will keep you bound up."
So speaking, Advaitacharya performed congregational chanting with great pleasure for 3 hours that night and danced all the time. When Advaitacharya danced in that way, Lord Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna, and because of his separation, the waves and flames of love increased. Being agitated by the ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly fell on the ground. Seeing this, Advaitacharya stopped dancing. When Mukunda saw the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood the feelings of the Lord and began to sing many stanzas, augmenting the force of the Lord's ecstasy. Advaitacharya raised the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him dance, but the Lord, after hearing the stanzas sung by Mukunda, could not be held due to his bodily symptoms. Tears fell from his eyes, and his whole body trembled. His hair stood on end, he perspired heavily, and his words faltered. Sometimes he stood, and sometimes he fell, and sometimes he cried. Mukunda sang, "My dear intimate friend, what has not happened to me? Due to the effects of the poison of love for Krishna, my body and mind have been severely afflicted. My feeling is like this. My mind burns day and night, and I can get no rest. If there were some place I could go to meet Krishna, I would immediately fly there." This stanza was sung by Mukunda in a very sweet voice. But as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this stanza, his mind went to pieces. The transcendental ecstatic symptoms of disappointment, moroseness, pleasure, restlessness, pride, and humility all began to fight like soldiers within the Lord. The entire body of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to totter due to the onslaught of various ecstatic symptoms. As a result, he immediately fell on the ground, and his breathing almost stopped. Upon seeing the condition of the Lord, all the devotees became very anxious. Then suddenly the Lord got up and began to make thundering sounds. Upon standing up, the Lord said, "Go on speaking! Go on speaking!" Thus he began to dance, overwhelmed with pleasure. No one could understand the strong waves of his ecstasy. Lord Nityananda began to walk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see that he would not fall, and Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur followed them, dancing. In this way, the Lord danced for at least 3 hours. Sometimes the symptoms of ecstasy were visible, including pleasure, moroseness, and many other waves of ecstatic emotional love. The Lord had been fasting for 3 days, and after that period, he took edibles sumptuously. Thus, when he danced and jumped high, he became a little fatigued. Being fully absorbed in love of Godhead, he would not understand his fatigue. But Nityananda Prabhu, catching him, stopped his dancing. Although the Lord was fatigued, Nityananda Prabhu kept him steady by holding him. At that time, Advaita Acharya suspended the chanting and, by rendering various services to the Lord, made him lie down to take rest. For 10 continuous days, Advaita Acharya held feasting and chanting in the evening. He served the Lord in this way without any change. In the morning, Chandrasekhar brought Shachi Mata from her house with many devotees and seated her in a palanquin. In this way, all the people of the town of Nadia, including all women, boys, and old men, came there. Thus the crowd increased. In the morning, after regular duties were completed, and the Lord was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the people accompanied Shachi Mata to the house of Advaita Acharya. As soon as Mother Shachi appeared on the scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell before her like a stick. Mother Shachi began to cry, taking the Lord on her lap. Upon seeing one another, they both became overwhelmed. Seeing the Lord's head without hair, Mother Shachi became greatly agitated. She began to smear the body of the Lord with kisses. Sometimes she kissed his face and tried to observe him carefully, but because her eyes were filled with tears, she could not see. Understanding that Lord Chaitanya had accepted the renounced order of life, Shachimata, crying, said to the Lord,
"My darling Nimai, do not be cruel like Vishwaroop, your elder brother. After accepting the renounced order, Vishwaroop never again gave me an audience. If you do like him, that will certainly be the death of me."
The Lord replied, "My dear mother, please hear. This body belongs to you. I do not possess anything. This body was raised by you, and it comes from you. I cannot repay this debt even in millions of births. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have accepted this renounced order. Still, I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear mother, wherever you ask me to stay, I shall stay. And whatever you order, I shall execute."
Saying this, the Lord offered obeisances to his mother again and again, and Mother Shachi, being pleased, took him again and again on her lap. Then Advaitacharya took Mother Shachi within the house. The Lord was immediately ready to meet all the devotees. The Lord met all the devotees one after the other, and looking at everyone's face individually, he embraced them tightly. Although the devotees were unhappy at not seeing the Lord's hair, they nonetheless derived great happiness from seeing his beauty. Srivas, Ramai, Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar, Gangadas, Vakrishvar, Murari, Suklambar, Budhimanta Khan, Nandan, Sridhar, Vijaya, Vasudev, Damodar, Mukunda, Sanjaya, and all the others, however many I can mention, indeed all the inhabitants of Navadvip arrived there, and the Lord met them with smiles and glances of mercy. Everyone was dancing and chanting the holy names of Hari. In this way, the domicile of Advaitacharya was converted into Vaikuntha Puri. People came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from various other villages nearby, as well as Navadvip. To everyone who came to see the Lord from villages nearby, especially from Navadvip, Advaitacharya gave residential quarters, as well as all kinds of edibles, for many days. Indeed, he properly adjusted everything. The supplies of Advaitacharya were inexhaustible and indestructible. As many goods and commodities as he used, just as many again appeared. From the day Shachimata arrived at the house of Advaitacharya, she took charge of the cooking, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dined in the company of all the devotees. All the people who came there during the day saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the friendly behavior of Advaitacharya. At night, they had the opportunity to see the Lord's dancing and hear his chanting. When the Lord performed kirtan, he manifested all kinds of transcendental symptoms. He appeared stunned and trembling. His hair stood on end, and his voice faltered. There were tears and devastation. Frequently, the Lord would tumble to the ground. Seeing this, Mother Shachi would cry. Srimati Shachimata thought that the body of Nimai was being smashed when he fell down so. She cried,
"Alas!"
and petitioned Lord Vishnu as follows.
"My dear Lord, kindly bestow this benediction as a result of whatever service I have rendered unto you from my childhood. Wherever Nimai falls to the surface of the earth, please, do not let him feel any pain."
When Mother Shachi was thus overwhelmed in maternal love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she became transformed with happiness, fear, and humility, as well as bodily symptoms. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur, also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Hearing these proposals made by other devotees of the Lord, Mother Shachi said to the devotees,
How many times shall I get the chance to see Nimai again? As far as you are concerned, you can meet Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting him again? I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home.
Mother Sachi appealed to all the devotees to give her this charity. As long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Advaitacharya, only she would supply him food. Hearing this appeal from Mother Sachi, all the devotees offered obeisances and said, "We all agree to whatever Mother Sachi desires." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, he became a little agitated. He therefore assembled all the devotees present and spoke to them. He said, "Without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan. There was some obstacle, however, and I had to return. My dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted this renounced order, I still know that I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I be able to give up my mother. After accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyas to remain at his birthplace encircled by relatives. Make some arrangements so that I may not leave you, and at the same time, people may not blame me for remaining with relatives after taking sannyas." After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, approached Mother Sachi. When they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Sachi, who is the mother of the universe, began to speak. Sachi Mata said,
"It will be a great happiness for me if Nimai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness. This consideration is good. In my opinion, if Nimai remains at Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any one of us, and at the same time can remain aloof as a sannyasi. Thus, both purposes are fulfilled. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are intimately related, as if they were two rooms in the same house, people from Navadvip generally go to Jagannath Puri, and those in Jagannath Puri go to Navadvip. This going and coming will help carry news of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, I will be able to get news of him. All you devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes he may also come to take his bath in the Ganges. I do not care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. Indeed, I accept his happiness as my happiness."
After hearing Sachi Mata, all the devotees offered her prayers and assured her that her order, like a Vedic injunction, could not be violated. All the devotees informed Lord Chaitanya of Sachi Mata's decision. Hearing it, the Lord became very pleased. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered respects to all the devotees present from Navadvip and other towns, speaking to them as follows. "My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends. Now I am begging a favor of you. Please give it to me." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them all to return home and begin chanting the holy name congregationally. He also requested them to worship Krishna, chant his holy name, and discuss his holy pastimes. After thus instructing the devotees, the Lord asked their permission to go to Jagannath Puri. He assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bid them farewell. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some pathetic words. He said,
"You are going to Jagannath Puri, and that is all right, but what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri. Because I am the lowest among men, I shall not be able to see you. How shall I maintain my sinful life?"
The Lord replied to Haridas Thakur, "Oh, please check your humility. Just by seeing your humility, my mind becomes very much agitated." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath and that he would certainly take him there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaita Acharya respectfully requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show him mercy by remaining another 2 to 4 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaita Acharya. Therefore, he remained at his home and did not leave immediately for Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya's decision was received very happily by Advaita Acharya, Mother Shachi, and all the devotees. Advaita Acharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna, and at night there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaita Acharya. Mother Shachi cooked with great pleasure, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with the devotees, accepted the prasad with great pleasure. In this way, all the opulences of Advaita Acharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches, and everything else were successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Mother Shachi constantly saw the face of her son and fed him, her own happiness increased and was indeed complete. In this way, at Advaita Acharya's house, all the devotees met and passed some days together in a greatly festive mood. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to return to their respective homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked them to execute the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at their homes, and he assured them that they would be able to meet him again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, "Sometimes you will come to Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I shall come to bathe in the Ganges." Sri Advaita Acharya sent 4 persons, Nityananda Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Dutt, to accompany the Lord. After pacifying his mother Shachi Mata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted prayers to her lotus feet. When everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. In the house of Advaita Acharya, there arose tumultuous crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unaffected. He left swiftly, and Advaita Acharya followed him, weeping. After he had followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some distance, Advaita Acharya was petitioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands. The Lord spoke the following sweet words, "Please pacify all the devotees and my mother. If you become agitated, no one will be able to continue to exist." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaita Acharya and stopped him from following any further. Then, without anxiety, he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. The Lord, with the other 4 persons, went along the banks of the Ganges through the path of Chhatrabhog toward Niladri, Jagannath Puri. In his book, known as Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described the Lord's passage to Jagannath Puri. If one hears of the activities of the Lord at the house of Advaitacharya, he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 3 of the Madhya Leela, Lord Chaitanya at the House of Advaitacharya.